Should the president have spoken sooner?
Well, I think those decisions, I'm going to leave that to the White House. I think he had Secretary Napano out there speaking, and I think she clarified that one of the statement she made yesterday. I understood it. I understood what she was talking about. I don't think any right-thinking person, unless you're very, very partisan, actually believed that Secretary Napolitano thought the system worked. Obviously, it was flawed. I think what she was referring to was that after the incident occurred, there are certain procedures and protocols that you put in place that work smoothly. But obviously, when you have somebody who's on the counterterrorism, who's on a watch list, who's bought a one-way ticket, paid cash, and his father shows up at the consular office, a reputable businessman, and says, I think my son's gone radical. All these pieces, all these warning signals create a puzzle, a picture that is very threatening, and nobody did anything about it. It kind of reminds me of what happened in the Hassan case about 6-8 weeks ago, when you have different bits and pieces of information and nobody's connecting them. There's enough there to tell you this is potentially a very dangerous situation, but nobody's communicating.